But we do have Gareth Snell from Labour. We've got Paul Nuttall from UKIP. And we have got Jack Brereton from the Conservatives and Zulfikar Ali from the Liberal Democrats. And we have got Emma Thomas, BBC Radio Stokes political reporter. Tell us about the issues here and the other candidates.
Well, there's no doubt really this is Labour's seat to lose. A succession of four Labour MPs have held it since it was created in 1950. But it was once a safe Labour seat, that not so much anymore. If I take you back to 97 and Tony Blair's landslide victory, there was a 20,000 majority here. 2015, that's just 5,000, so it's dropped significantly. Since 2015 as well, Labour have had the headache of the no small matter of Brexit. Some wards in this constituency, 87% voted leave, which of course, contrary to the Remain narrative that Labour had before June's referendum. So for them, they have absolutely a challenge on their hands, which also, that's probably no doubt why it's been an attractive option for UKIP's Paul Nuttall to try and see if, you know, you can capitalise on that idea of leaving the EU and whether they want a change of party here. Perhaps the quiet contenders, really, Conservative and Liberal Democrats. The Conservatives, Jack Brereton, just 25 years old, local city councillor, remained relatively free of controversy, I'd say, in comparison to some of the other candidates during the campaign, I think it might be fair to say. Also, the Lib Dem, Zulfikar Ali, hospital doctor. And stood himself before in 2015, gaining just 60% of the vote. So would need a big increase on that to see a difference this time. Jack won't need reminding, though, that the Conservative candidate slipped from second place in 2015, coming third after UKIP with 22% of the vote. But there has been some recent success for the Conservatives in Stoke, because they now form a coalition with the City Independents that run Stoke-on-Trent City Council. So when Theresa May was here yesterday, the Prime Minister, she was naturally speaking confidently, thinking that there's positive signs that they could actually be. The conversation might have been all about UKIP and Labour so far. Perhaps it's the Conservatives we need to watch. But as you say, there were 10 people on the list, five others. One, Mohammed Akram, is an independent candidate who so far has been fairly elusive in the campaign. But I've had a chance to meet the other four.
Oh. For me.
From the armed forces to politics, Godfrey Davis from the Christian People's Alliance is a retired Navy officer.
I believe that the man of God is the one that's properly qualified to run a city and a country, because it says in the Bible, it does not lie in man who walks to know how to direct his steps.
A seasoned candidate, David Furniss from the BNP, also ran for London Mayor in 2016.
The British National Party is the only anti-establishment party in this election. UKIP is a Tory splinter group. Voting for me, David Furniss of the BNP, will send the strongest possible message of protest to the out-of-touch and corrupt political establishment.
A first-time candidate, the independent Barbara Fielding, is a housewife and retired bookkeeper from Draycote in the Moors.
I want to abolish the Magna Carta and bring back the monarchy to be head of government, because I can't do worse than what the politicians have done before. I want to bring back all the industry that we've lost, that's been sent abroad to other nations. We've lost everything. All because of the politicians.
Calling himself the Shadow Minister for the Abolition of Gravity, the incredible flying brick represents the monster raving loony party. This is his fourth by-election.
I used to be a werewolf, but I'm all right. No! I will put piranha in the River Trent to make fishing a spectator sport. Bishop to c5 and knight to d6. Checkmate. Vote for the monster raving loony party. You know it makes sense.